The children who came to the UK as part of the Windrush generation are now pensioners, people like Michael Braithwaite, who left Barbados when he was 9. He was told he was living illegally in Britain after reapplying for his job in a school, a job which he then lost because he couldn't show the right paperwork.
Do I belong where I am, even though I've been here all this time? To be put in this position has made me feel like I'm an alien, basically, or I had no status.
Another person who has suffered is Hubert Leslie. He came from Jamaica on his mum's passport and found himself out of work as a maintenance man because the Home Office had declared him an illegal immigrant.
I feel like an alien in this country. I love it above words, and I've lived in this country for a long time. And then the Home Office comes and looks at me. They tell me I've got no status in this country, and I've worked, and I've paid my taxes.
It's really important to know that the Windrush generation have been living here legally. Tougher immigration rules were brought in by Theresa May in her time as Home Secretary, when, in her words, a hostile environment was created to expel illegal immigrants. The problem is that a lot of the Windrush generation never applied for a British passport when they arrived here, because back then the children would have travelled on their parents' passports when they came to this country. When their parents or grandparents passed away, they were then left with no ID of their own. Anthony Bryan came to the UK from Jamaica with his family in 1965, at the age of 7. He arrived on his brother's passport. When he recently tried to apply for his own British passport to visit his mum in Jamaica, he had no proof of ID. So the immigration police came knocking.
They said I'm illegal. They wanted to remove me. They had a plane ticket for me. And I phoned my missus and said, they tell me that they've got a plane ticket for me and they're moving me out of the country.
Anthony is actually one of the lucky ones. He recently found out that he's allowed to stay in the country. When immigration rules changed in the 1970s, anyone from the Windrush generation living in the UK was automatically given indefinite leave to remain. But infuriatingly, the Home Office didn't keep a record of those people, and it is estimated more than 50,000 may not have registered their right to live here. In order to prove they were living legally in the UK, they were asked to provide at least one document, such as a payslip, medical record, bank statement, for every year that they'd been in the country. That could mean finding a doctor's note from 40, 50 years ago. I mean, would you be able to find one from 3 years ago, let alone one from half a century ago?
These individuals, having been here from childhood, had no sense in their minds that they were not British, and that is really the tragedy of it.
So, what has been decided? A U-turn was made after Theresa May was urged by at least 140 MPs across Parliament to change her policy. More than 130,000 people signed a petition asking the government to give the Windrush generation amnesty.